Frustration.
Pain.
Sickness.
Barrenness.
Disease.
Recession.
Lack.
Poverty.
Failure.
Despair.
Darkness shall cover the earth.
Gross darkness the people.
But the glory of the Lord shall arise upon thee.
So, cheer up, rejoice.
Your change has come.
God sent forth his word.
And that word healed them.
And delivered them from all their destruction.
Join Apostle Joshua Selman of Eternity Network International as he takes you on a journey into God's healing and restoring ways. It's intimacy. It's partnership. This is Koinonia.
You will never go back the same. Hey, that I am convinced, absolutely convinced, that God will shake what needs to be shaken. He will overturn what needs to be overturned. He will release what needs to be released. He will open what needs to be opened. He will shut what needs to be shut. He will lift what needs to be lifted. If that prophecy is for you, I'd like you to shout a big hallelujah. Surprise many of you this night. Hear me. I'm not just speaking because I want to communicate. Are you listening? There is a strong anointing in this place. God will surprise many of you. He will beat your prayer request by a factor you cannot recover. Woo!
Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah to the Lord. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah to the King.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Help me sing hallelujah.
Risen from the dead.
See, Christ is risen from the dead.
See, Christ is risen from the dead.
Celebrate the great things that you will be doing in this place. For it's by His Spirit. Every time His presence is mighty in the midst of His people, the portals of heaven are opened over His people, and He begins to release the blessings of the glory, signs, wonders, miracles, and all the manifestations of His Spirit, responding to the hunger of His people. I know He's mighty. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Spirit of the sovereign Lord, come and make your presence known. We be the glory of the living God.
Hey,
Spirit of the sovereign Lord, tonight come and make your presence known. Lord, I receive. Lord.
Presence of God to heal, to set free, to transform, to open new doors. My Father, we worship you. We bless your name. All his presence is mighty. Moses said, accept your presence, go with you. That's the secret, his presence. Majestic presence. Overwhelming his people in glory. Oh, right gloriously, King of Kings. Right glorious. Do wonders tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, listen. Every time we come into his presence, there is a freshness of his glory. Hallelujah. And the first thing he puts in us is a hunger. That's why we sing, the more we know you, the more we want to know you, Jesus. More of you. If that's not your experience, you're truly not in his presence. The more I know you, the more I want to know you, Jesus. I want more of you. That the more I know him, the more I want to know him, Jesus. More of you. That the more I see his power, the more I want to know him, Jesus. More of you. That the more I see your love, the more I want to know you, Jesus. More of you. More of you. More of you. That's my prayer tonight. More of you. Jesus. More of you. My cry tonight, more
glory, more of your power, more of your wisdom. That's our prayer tonight. More, give us more of your presence, more of your miracles. And I will say that you are good, and all the miracles you've done brought us on. I am safe, and all the hope I have, I place in you right now. Are you ready to help me sing? And I will sing. And I will say that you are good, and all the miracles you've done brought us on. And I am safe, and all the hope I have, I place in you right now. For the wind is there, that we love you. I want to start tonight by welcoming everyone to this awesome service, a miracle service for the month of September. This is not a tradition, this is not a ritual. We're responding obediently to a prophetic instruction that God gave us. Hallelujah. I want to welcome many of us who have come from far and near, in and around Zaria, and other parts, other states. I want you to know that you will never be disappointed. Some of you have come trusting God to see His miracle working power in your bodies. You will not be disappointed. Some of you have come to let the fire engulf you so you take it back to your ministries, to your churches. God will not disappoint you. Some of you have come with a sincere hunger to press for more of Him. God will not disappoint you. Some of you have come because you're tired and frustrated, the result of the vicissitudes of life. Tonight you will find rest. Hallelujah. That's why this prophetic meeting was put together by the Lord, to reach out to us, to cause us to experience dimensions of His love and of His grace. And so I welcome you. His mighty presence is in this place. And truly we are serving the living God. That's why we are confident of the things that He will be doing. Tonight He will be releasing all kinds of blessings, stepping us into new dimensions and new planes in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I'll do a short teaching to just sit, to set faith in our spirit. Then we release ourselves and experience the goodness and the touch of God in this place. So walk up to three or four people, tell them welcome, keep your expectations high. Tell them welcome, keep your expectations high, inside and outside. Keep your expectations high. Hallelujah. Now, very quickly, I want to just show us something from God's Word to set the atmosphere for the things that the Holy Ghost is going to be doing in this place.
How many of you know that all that will happen here and all that is already happening is on account of His glorious presence? Hallelujah. I'd like to appreciate the senior pastor of this great assembly for granting us permission to use the auditorium and for his kindness. Pastor Emmanuel, please, I'd like us to just welcome him upstage. Hallelujah. Humble servant of God. Honor to whom honor is due. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Now, please look up. I'm going to be explaining something very powerful and I need our hearts to be open. Hallelujah. I need our hearts to be open so that we can catch what the Spirit of God is doing tonight. Hallelujah. A lot of people have thought in our quest to unlock the mysteries of the healing power and the miracle working power of Jesus Christ. So many people have thought of different things, all from scripture, as to what principles must be in place to experience the miracle working power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And many have thought about the power of the word. Hallelujah. How that the anointing of God's Spirit proceeds from the word of God. And others have thought about the power of the name. The name of Jesus. How that at the mention of that name, every knee will bow. Yet others have attributed the working of the miraculous to the presence and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And while all of this is true, men in the body have failed to understand the relationship between the Word of God, the name and the authority of Jesus Christ, and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in bringing the miraculous to our lives. And that's what I'm going to share very briefly. Hallelujah. Because many people have rejected the ministry of the Holy Spirit and embraced what we call the Word. Now we have said we are holding on to the Word, and then many have had very little success in the operation of the miraculous. And others have left the word and said it's just the name of Jesus. And like the sons of Sceva, they have shouted the name of Jesus again and again with little or no result. Hallelujah. Yet others have rejected the principles of the word of God and of the authority of the name of Jesus, and have just opened up and said it's just the Holy Spirit. So who is right and who is wrong? Hallelujah. I need you to first and foremost understand that the character of God is such that all the workings of the Spirit and of the kingdom work harmoniously. Are you listening to me? You cannot replace one with another. They complement themselves. And very briefly, I'm going to be showing you how they find their place in the operation of the Spirit. So let's talk about the Word of God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16, turn quickly, Hebrews chapter 4, such a strong presence of the Holy Spirit in this place. Your presence makes me whole. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, the Bible says, the word of God is alive and full of power. So there's no controversy that the word of God is full of power. Say amen. Amen. The word of God is alive, full of power, full of potency. The Bible says he sent forth his word, and his word healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 55 from verse 10 and 11, the Bible says that as the rain comes down and produces dew upon the grass, so shall my word be that proceeds from my mouth, shall not return to me void. Talking about the power and the potency of God's word. Hallelujah. So we understand that everything in the kingdom, the operation of the miraculous, has the word of God as its foundation. Therefore, whatever you are doing, if it's outside of the word, and the principles of God, you can never have the manifestation of the miraculous. Are you following me? The foundation for true miracles is that everything must be consistent with the promises of God, with the instructions of God, and with the principles of God. That's where the Word of God comes into play. I've taught us here that the Word of God contains, the Word of God gives us three things basically: promises, instructions, hallelujah, and principles. The promises that God has put in His Word. And so we find in His Word that by His stripes we are healed. We find in His Word that it is desire to prosper us, spirit, soul, and body. We find in His Word that we have authority over snakes and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. So the Word of God gives us information. The Word of God gives us the knowledge that we need to operate in the miraculous. So you see, the miraculous is not a haphazard manipulation of spiritual law. Are you listening to me? The miraculous is an orderly execution of God's patterns and His principles. That when the principles of God's word are followed to the latter, you cannot but experience the mighty working power of His Spirit. And so the Word of God has its place. It becomes the foundation of everything that we do. Hallelujah. So that all of the operation of the miraculous is within the boundaries of the Word and the character of the Spirit. That way we will be able to run away from the operation of familiar spirits, because familiar spirits will operate in a way that may look like God, but because of the foundation of God's Word, we will be able to decipher and then understand that these are not operations that are consistent with the character of the kingdom. Hallelujah. And so the Word of God is the foundation for the miraculous. You want to walk in the miraculous, or you want to begin to release miracles, you must be an ardent student of the Word. Not just cramming verses, but to have an understanding of the patterns of the kingdom. Hallelujah. For every time the house is built according to pattern, the glory of God will show up. His glory shows up as a proof that it has been built according to pattern. And so the Word of God gives us God's pattern, His principle of operation. The Word of God gives us knowledge and it gives us understanding. The Bible says the entrance of thy word giveth light and understanding to the simple. Hallelujah. No matter how full of the Holy Ghost you are, no matter how charismatic and apostolic you are, the Word of God must become the foundation of the miraculous. Say after me, the Word of God, the foundation of the miraculous. So where then does the Holy Spirit come in? Where does the name of Jesus come in? Because it looks like the Word of God is all of it. Hallelujah. The job of the Word is to inform us. The Word of God informs us. It gives us the orientation. It aligns our mindset to God's principle. And it prepares our hearts. The Word of God prepares the platform for obedience. Because without a word, you cannot obey. Are you listening to me? If I ask you to come, you are coming because you received a word. Is that correct? Every time there is no word, there is no platform for obedience. And when there is no obedience, there is no manifestation. Hallelujah. So the Word of God gives us an opportunity to obey God. So when God begins to send His Word your direction, then you realize that it's time for you to begin to celebrate miracles. Because His Word prepares your heart. The Word of God will always demand obedience. Always. The Word of God does not just produce automatic results. It will demand obedience on your own part. Hallelujah. There are so many people who love God's Word but are not willing to take steps of obedience. And until you take steps of obedience, you will not truly experience the miracle working power of God. Say amen. Hallelujah. Number two, the name. Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5. Let's turn there very quickly. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to get this simple revelation to prepare the platform for the awesome things that Jesus will be doing in this place. Verse 5. Let this mind, the word let there is permit. Permit this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. The literal translation there says, thought it not a thing to be grasped or a thing to be held onto. It says, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. There you see obedience again. Unto death, and even the death of the cross. Verse 9. Wherefore, God has so highly exalted him, and given him a name that is above, not equal to, not equal with, above every other name. So there are names, but there is a name that is above them all. Every sickness is a name. Every disease is a name. Every oppression is a name. But the Bible says there is a name that has been highly elevated above them. And the Bible says at the mention of that name, the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven, of things in the earth, and of things under the earth. And it says, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, the Master, the owner, to the glory of God the Father. So there is power in the name of Jesus. Hear me. The name of Jesus is, the power is not in the pronunciation. Are you listening to me? The kingdom of God is such that when Jesus rose again, all authority was vested in his person. Are you listening to me? So when we talk about the name, we are not just talking about J-E-S-U-S. We are talking about standing in his office, in his authority. Hallelujah. The power of the name is where we get the word exousia, the power of attorney, the capacity to function in the office of another. Hallelujah. So the word of God must be declared in the name of Jesus. That means it must be declared with the consciousness that we are standing in the office of Christ as ambassadors here on earth. For every time you declare God's word and it's outside of the name, it's important. The realm of the spirit only answers to the name. So every time you speak, when you speak in the name, it becomes the same thing as God speaking. The owner of that name takes responsibility for what you are saying. Are you listening to me? If you stand and declare and say, be free, because you are Joshua Selman, there's no reason why the realm of the spirit should obey you. But if you say, in the name, I stand as touching the authority and the office of the king, and on that basis I make decree, God, the owner of that name and the owner of the authority, makes it a point of reference to back his word. According to Jeremiah 1 verse 12. Are you understanding how they function? So it's not enough to speak the word. The word must be spoken in the name, standing in his office, realizing that I'm not speaking at me. I'm standing representing the parliament of heaven. I have been given an authorization by the king himself, his Holy Spirit in me, being proof that I have been authorized. And when I speak to demons and situations, I tell them in the name of Jesus, be lifted. What they see in the realm of the spirit is not me. The owner of the name shows up and says, you had my word. It's not the word of the servant of God. It's God's word through the lips of faith. There are too many believers making confessions, making decrees, but they are not making decrees in the name. Hallelujah. Be healed. Be delivered. Be set free. I command your life to change. And nothing happens in the realm of the spirit. Because the realm of the spirit is an orderly realm. There is only one name that has been exalted. It's an office. Hallelujah. It's an office. If good Lord Jonathan calls me today and decides to confer the title of a general in the army, whether or not I have the experience of a general, the moment I put on that uniform, standing in that office, I can make decree, and every other rank has to submit. Is that correct? When you realize that you have the highest name, every in the realm of the spirit, submission is according to strata and authority. And so when you tell Satan bow, he will say, by what authority, what's your position in the realm of the spirit that warrants this kind of order? And then he said, let me tell you, I am seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above your name and your situation. My name may be Joshua Selman, but in the realm of the spirit, the voice you hear is the voice of Christos, the anointed, because I'm not speaking of myself. I am speaking as touching his authority. And so when we say, Satan, enough is enough over this person's life, Yahweh, the owner of that name, steps in according to Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 12. Amplified says, he's alert and active, watching over his word, not your word. His word, he only performs his word. Many of us have been speaking our word. That's why there's no performance. So you feel in the name, declaring the word in his name. So the word of God without the name of Jesus is impotent, no matter what version you quote it from. Hallelujah. You tell a demon, rise up, I mean stand up, be on your feet and go out. He will not go just because you spoke grammar. The sons of Sceva thought he was just about declaring the word, and they gathered the man who was possessed with demons and said, we adore you. Hallelujah. They made that declaration, but in the realm of the spirit, they were speaking of themselves. And as a result, the demon proved to them that he was not blind enough to see the structure in the realm of the spirit. And that's going to be the basis. You see why we are confident of the things that God will be doing? Because we are standing in the name. We are singing in the name. We are praying in the name. We are releasing people from bondage in the name. So we declare the word in the name. John chapter 14, very quickly. Thank you for the blessed office that name carries. Brings us to a position where we do not just speak empty words. Jesus himself said this in verse 12, John 14 verse 12. And whatever ye ask in my name, that will I do. Whatever ye want, ask in my name, as touching my authority. Whatever you ask in my name. That's verse 13. That I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. 14. He says, if ye ask anything in my name, as touching my office, as touching my authority, I will do. The Bible says that all authority has been conferred upon him, and he gave us that authority, the ability to stand in his stead and to make decrees in the earth realm. And he assures us that it will be established. So the word of God is God's instrument of operation. But the word is not potent in itself until it is spoken from the standpoint of the name. Hallelujah. Let's quickly talk about the Spirit. How does the anointing of the Holy Ghost come into play? How does the ministry of the Holy Spirit come into play? Hallelujah. Luke chapter 4. Blessed Father, thank you. See, every time I begin to talk about the Holy Ghost, I sense His presence. Verse 16. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found there the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord has overwhelmed me. And see, that Spirit has anointed me. And as a result of that anointing, I will do the following: to heal the sick, to bind the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance." Hallelujah. So every time the word is spoken as touching the office of Christ, the anointing of the Spirit responds. The anointing of the Spirit moves in the direction of that word. That means when you say be healed, it's the anointing for healing that will move. When you say be healed, the anointing for prosperity will not move, because the anointing responds to the word that was spoken. It said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth, Acts chapter 10, verse 38, with the Holy Ghost and with power, he went about doing good. How did he do the good? By speaking. But the Bible said it was the anointing that was responsible. So every time he spoke, as touching the authority of his Father, the anointing was released in the direction of whatever he was saying. This is the secret of the miraculous. The harmonious working of the Word of God, the authority of His name, and the anointing of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Every time you speak the Word, you release the manifestation of the Spirit. Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2, the Bible says that, "And the Spirit entered me when He spake unto me." The Spirit entered in response to the word. "And the Spirit entered me when He spake unto me and set me upon my feet." The Spirit entered me. John chapter 6 verse 63, it says, "It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit." Although I'm speaking, the agency of operation in the realm of the Spirit is the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. So when you say be healed, it's not just the word B-E-H-E-A-L-E-D that makes it happen. That you are saying be healed, standing in the office of Christ. The Holy Ghost, who represents the continuation of the ministry of Jesus on earth, responds with His power and His presence. The harmonious working of the word, standing in the name of Jesus, and allowing the Holy Spirit to find expression. So when you see us just saying, "Holy Spirit, thank you for your anointing," we are not replacing the word. We are saying, by reason of your anointing, we are sure that the moment we begin to speak, how come it's when we begin to speak that there is a rapid manifestation of His power? Because the anointing responds to the word. They were never supposed to act in antagonism to one another. You can't say, "I choose the word." What are you choosing? Or, "I choose authority." Me is just Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says there was darkness and chaos. The Holy Ghost was hovering around, ready to release the power, but nothing could happen because the word had not been spoken. And God said the word. Immediately the Holy Spirit went into motion and there was life. That's the same way when we say be healed, the Holy Ghost is already in this place, strong with His power. We are gathered under the authority of Jesus, so you can be sure that He is in our midst. When we begin to make decrees and rebuke Satan, the power of the Holy Spirit, the operation of angels, and all of the manifestations in the realm of the Spirit begin to happen in response to our word. Brothers and sisters, this is the dynamics of the operation of the miraculous. And tonight, we have the living word of God. What does that word tell us? That is God's desire for you to be sick. Is that what it says? Is that what the word says? That is God's desire for you to be poor. That is God's desire for you to be weak. That is God's desire for you to be oppressed. Is that what it says? Jeremiah 29 verse 11. It says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, said the Lord. My thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring you a future and an expected end. The Bible says, no inhabitant of Zion shall say, I am sick. Hallelujah. Said, upon Mount Zion there shall be healing and deliverance, and the people of God will possess their possession. So the word of God tells us the mind of God for tonight's meeting. The word of God tells us that God is in the business of healing. Are you listening to me? So that we can align with what God is doing. The word of God tells us that He's willing to heal and to deliver. It says, I wish above all things that ye prosper and be in health. It's God's will and desire to bless us. Said, I have given you authority over snakes and scorpions and all the powers of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by any means harm you. So the word of God has told us already the mind of God concerning tonight's meeting. There's no point asking God, is it your will? This cancer has been there. So what? The word of God tells us the mind of God. It tells us God's opinion. Is it your will for me to be living from hand to mouth? No, sir. The word of God gives us a revelation of God's perspective about your life. The doctor said you have a terminal disease. What does the word of God say? He said, I set before you life and death. I set before you blessing and cursing. He said, choose life that you may live. So your life is not tied to any sickness. There are many of us who believe that sickness comes from God. It's a nice way of just helping us and training us. So why are you looking for a miracle? If you believe it comes from God, because you will be opposing what God is doing then. Hallelujah. Many people say, well, I don't believe in miracles. The day you need one, you will believe in miracles. Hallelujah. The day the doctors tell you, I'm sorry, on that day you will truly believe that He's a miracle worker. How about oppression? Many of us have been under all kinds of bondages by Satan. But the Bible says, he that cometh from above is above all. Above all. All means all. All means all. Ephesians chapter 1 tells us that we have been raised together with Christ above thrones, above dominions, and every name that is named, both in this age and in the age to come. So the word of God gives us a revelation of God's opinion about tonight's meeting. And I bring you a message of hope and healing. I don't care what situation you came here with. I know that many of us came with requests and prayers. We have some that have been sent all over the nation, people sending in their honest requests. But don't just come and say, God, can you heal me? Can you not? No. 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 For He is able. Oh, God is able. He defeated Satan. It wasn't a combat. It was a flawless victory. Now that you know that He's able, is He willing? Oh, yes, He is. He's willing. For He's consistent with His character of love. Every manifestation of love is giving in nature. And so because He loves us, He wills to heal us. We are standing as touching the name and the office of Jesus Christ. And tonight, I want you to know that He is here. I am not Him. The mighty one himself is here. And asserting his authority, we are going to be releasing people into the glorious promises that God has for them. And I am happy that my senior friend and partner in ministry is in this place, the glorious Holy Spirit. The beautiful Spirit of God, the one who comes to turn every wilderness into a fruitful vine, and every fruitful vine into a forest. The one who brings beauty and glory. The one who supplies the anointing. Hear me. The Holy Spirit is the custodian of the anointing. It's impossible to have the anointing without him. The one who gives direction. Gives direction. The one who will grant us abilities. Shortly we are going to be operating in the gifts of the Spirit. It's not our gift, it is gift. Freely flowing, the one who sees the secrets of the heart of men, called the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, the one who will begin to touch you and suck you at the point of your need. We are confident of his great presence and the power of his voice, for it said in Isaiah 30, you will hear a voice from behind. And that great voice is here to speak and direct us to walk according to the word. The aim of this meeting is not just for you to receive miracles for yourself, but to be empowered so that you will be a dispenser of the miracle working power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord is going to be doing. I am so happy. Now you know there's no magic. There's no abracadabra about the miraculous. No. The harmonious walking of the rhema of God, the spoken word, that word that is conveyed standing under the office of the Christ himself. The Holy Spirit bearing witness in signs and wonders. That's what gives us confidence. And I'm happy for his glorious presence. How many of you are ready for what he will be doing? How many of you have had faith rise up in your spirit? I don't care what the sickness is. I don't care what the oppression is. Whether you're standing in for your loved ones or not. I don't care what the situation is. Lack, poverty, death, everything that represents darkness will bow to the name of the Christ, the living God. Terminal diseases will die. All kinds of oppressions will give way. And many of you will live here with a fire in your spirit, that with this spiritual understanding, you will find yourself dispensing the miracles of God. Are you ready for what God is doing in this place? Oh, I'm excited in my spirit. My Father, thank you for the wonders, the operation of your spirit, the outburst of the miraculous in this place. We give you all the praise. And we ask in the name of Jesus that everyone in this place comes under the authority of the Holy Spirit and under the influence of his anointing. That as the word is spoken, let it convey the miraculous power of the Holy Spirit into your life. Rise up on your feet. Go ahead and begin to pray. Come on, bless him. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for your spirit. Tell God now is the time for that tumor to disappear.
for that climate to go, that cold condition to go, that deafness to leave. Now is the time for the reign of Satan and evil to go once and for all. Once and for all. There's no contention between light and darkness. Come on, pray. The time of the word of God is strong in our midst. His authority is mighty upon us. And his anointing is strong to heal and to deliver. Come on, pray. Say, Lord, I came here for business tonight. God is already doing great and mighty things. Be thou enthroned on high, enthroned on high, enthroned. My God, just say, I sense the power of God. Be thou enthroned on high, sing this song one more time. Hear me. One more time. As you lift up your voice, there are 11 people that the power of God will come mightily upon. Let's have those people. 11 people. The Lord shows me. As you lift up, I see fire just swirling in the atmosphere. Be thou and flow, be thou and flow, on high and low. Let's go.
know, right now, there will be an outpouring upon many of you in this row. This row, right now. This row, this side. Now, 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 the power of God will begin to move across this row. I see the angels of God across this row. Across this row. Across this row. Let that girl go now. Hold on. Leave her. Leave her. Out of her. Now. Out of her. Now. Come out of her. 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 That devil. Come out of her. No enchantment and no divination. Hallelujah. Hear me. The Lord is showing me families here. I really want us to be as fast as we can because the ministers are also going to minister. I see some of you here. I don't know what God is showing me a river, and I'm seeing a lady, your parents go to that river and do something very diabolic and demonic, and it has been affecting you. Hallelujah. You are in the congregation. When I shout five, I make five count. The power of God is going to come upon that person and you will be free. That's what God shows me. One, two, 3, 4, 5. Total freedom. Total freedom. Total freedom. Total freedom for that person. Total freedom. Those devilish. Total freedom. Bring the lady. You are free, my dear. Free. Please bring her. I set you free now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now you are free from that oppression. Oppression you cannot even explain, not knowing where it's coming from. Be free now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Bone conditions. Bone conditions. Bone conditions. Bone conditions. Kabateka poratika. Any kind of bone condition. Be healed now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every kind of bone condition. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Hold on. Come. God is not done with you yet. For you don't know what you have been delivered from. Let me tell you something. God is setting a great deliverance for you. Just look at my eyes. Just look at my eyes. I want you to look at my eyes. Just look at my eyes. Just maintain your gaze and look at my eyes. Something is happening to you. You will be totally, totally free. You know my voice. Let her go. Let her go. Let her go. In the name of Jesus. Be free by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I see some ladies here having ovarian cysts. For two of you, it's at the initial stage. You've been feeling pain. You think it's a appendicitis. The Holy Spirit tells me ovarian cysts. Hallelujah. Right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, be free, be healed, be made whole, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Ovarian cyst. There's a woman. Okay, not one person. I think about two people. You brought the picture. The picture. You came here with a picture of your loved one or your daughter or something. Not it. Please don't just come out carelessly. There are two people God is showing me. Who is that person? Who is that? You? Where is the picture? Lift it up. Come. Where is the second person? There's another person. Where is the picture? What is wrong with them?
She's my ex-girlfriend.
She's your ex-girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
Are you born again?
Yes, sir.
Very born again?
Yes, sir.
Jesus is Lord of your life. What is wrong with her?
Nothing's wrong with her, sir.
Nothing?
Yes, sir.
You just brought her picture?
Yes, sir.
Is she there?
No, sir.
Hold on, my dear. God is doing a work in your family. Whose picture is this?
My dad.
Your dad?
Yes.
What is wrong with him?
Since when he went for his mother's burial, he came back from the village with illness.
She came back with illness.
Yes, sir.
Let me see the picture. I'm sure more words will be coming. I'll give the minister some opportunity. I want us to finish very, very fast. Is this the only... That's his picture too?
My mom.
This is your mom?
Yes.
What is wrong with her?
Nothing. I just came with the picture.
Okay. Your dad is sick right now.
Yes, sir.
Look at me. Look at me. Open your eyes. You believe you can stand in for him?
Yes, sir.
And receive? What's wrong with him?
He's not just feeling fine.
You are going to hold this picture.
Okay.
As soon as you touch this picture, the power of God will run through you and hit your dad right where he is. I listen to me. Listen. That's what God is giving me. Just touch the picture. Just hold it. That's the instruction. God, as soon as, be careful, as soon as it will be a strong anointing upon you. That's what I'm sensing. Hold the picture. Hold the picture. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the power of God touches your father right where he is. We command healing, instant healing, right now for him. Father, we pray that this lady will know the Lord and will walk in her way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord asked me to speak this word while I was praying to my closet. The Lord says, for I'm uncovering their plot. He said, and leaders. He said, leaders in this country. He said, certain leaders will be brought to the law as a result of assassinations and terrorism in this country. I was praying and God began to speak to me and asking me to pray about the independent celebration of tomorrow. God says for this hour, he said, I'm listening to the prayer of the president of this nation. He said, even as Nigeria enter into our 51st anniversary, our independence anniversary, God says, I'll cause the prayer of David in Psalm 51 to be answered in his life. God says, for as many that can stand on their watch as watchman tonight, he gave me the instruction to stand from 11:30 and pray into the 51st anniversary of this nation. He said, for as many watchmen that will stand and pray tonight into the celebration, he said, I'll avert evil tidings in this nation. The Bible says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee. And we declare tonight that peace within our walls and prosperity in our palaces.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm seeing an infant baby, a little baby, fair. I don't know if there's anybody who brought a baby like that. God wants me to pray for that baby. I'm seeing a little fair baby, an infant baby. For I see the spirit of infirmity coming upon that baby. From outside, inside, you came with a little baby. I'm seeing that baby. God asked me to pray for that baby. Where's that baby? Ushers, please help us. I see a spirit of infirmity come upon a little fair baby. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We thank you because this baby's life shall be spared. We cause the spirit of infirmity tonight. We cause the spirit of infirmity tonight. We declare that this baby's life is preserved by the anointing of the Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. For I hear the Lord says, I open a door for his father. I see certain limitations, I see certain hindrances and frustration that he has experienced. Even around the works of his hand, God says, I'm opening doors tonight. God says, I'm opening doors tonight. God says, I'm wiping your tears. For I give you a new song tonight, says the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Lord, we give you praise. My sister, look at me. God says, even that abdominal pain, excruciating pain that comes upon you even in this area, God says he's bringing deliverance. Lift up your hands. Look at me. Look at me. Lift up your hands. You. Lord, I pray for her right now. I command deliverance to come right now. In the name of Jesus. God says, I'm even cutting doors of marriages that have been sure to be opened over your family. In the name of Jesus. God says, doors of marriages are opening tonight. God says, I break that limitation. I break it tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. God says, your family will begin to celebrate because marriages are coming. Watch it and see the word of the Lord being fulfilled in your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that hope is averted. Lord, we give you praise. If you just lift up your hands, let me pray for you. I declare in the name of the Lord Jesus that you leave this place whole. We declare that infirmity will not find its root in your body anymore. We declare that your back will not touch the hospital bed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm seeing somebody, like while you were born, some cut marks were given to you in your body and certain incantations were done. And this is what has been responsible for misfortune that you have been experiencing in your life. Certain circles of evil that have been coming to you. Where are you? Just stretch out your hand. It's a guy. Where are you? Just come. I want to pray for you right now. God says that yoke will be broken over your life. Where is that person? Please just. Lord, I pray that those marks of incantation that was put over your body that is responsible for the evil, I declare it broken right now. I declare freedom to you in the name of Jesus. I declare you delivered in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm hearing the Lord give you the name Charles. I declare over you in the name of Jesus that those marks of evil are broken. I declare freedom and liberty to you right now. In the name of Jesus, be free. Charles, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Just lift up your hands where you are. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that you are rolling away those limitations. I declare open door for him in the name of Jesus. The Lord says open door comes to you right now. God says that place that you have experienced frustration, God says is about to give you victory right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Mrs. Williams, just lift your hands. God says, I'm answering your prayer tonight. God says, so I'm bringing the desires of your hands, the desires of your heart into your hands. He says, from now henceforth, the intimacy that you have desired with my spirit, you will need to see it like never before. God says, stretch your hand. Just put your hand like this. I see the Lord says, you begin to see the anointing to heal come upon your life. As you minister to people, you begin to see the anointing to bring healing upon their life. I declare it, take it right now. I declare the anointing to come into your hands. Let the fire of God burn into you right now. Burn, burn, burn in the name of Jesus. Bridget, lift up your hands. God says, I'm anointing your foot tonight. He says, I bring acceleration to your foot. In the name of Jesus, take it. The final fire, take it upon your life in the name of Jesus. Among the people that Apostle was praying for bone condition, I see somebody, the injury that you have in your bone came as a result of an accident. A car accident. You had a car accident and you have injuries somewhere inside your body. Just lift up your hands. A car accident. A car accident that left you with an injury. A car accident that left you with an injury. Put your hands there right now. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I release your healing back to be healed, be healed, be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let on God's face, it's a door of opportunity that I'm open for you in this season. God says within now in December, watch and see the opportunities that will come for you in your sound work will amaze you to be more than you have ever experienced in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Anu, I want to pray. I heard the Lord say I'm averting that conspiracy over your dad. I don't know what's happening around him right now. I don't know that which has been happening that is a concern to your family. But God says, I'm averting a conspiracy. God says, and I'm bringing a testimony and your family shall celebrate. I release that in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Celebration come. The conspiracy is averted. I see that it even has to do with his work. Only look at me. I see that it has to do with his work. Certain people have teamed up against him in his place of work. Am I saying this?
Yes, sir.
Certain people have teamed up against him in his place of work to lift him down, to bring him down. But God says, I'm causing that spirit to be averted today. And God is bringing a testimony to your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. Sorry, 1 minute. Do we have any Stephen Daniels in this place? From the time I stood up here, I've been hearing Stephen Daniels. Stephen Daniels. That's your supervisor. Stephen Daniels. I've been hearing Stephen Daniels from the time I sat down. Stephen Daniels. I don't know who he is, but I hear the Lord says that he's bringing rapid increase and restoration for Stephen Daniels. I don't know who Stephen Daniels is, but I've seen that the man has been oppressed by people again and again. God is showing me that he has been oppressed. The Lord is saying, tell Stephen Daniels, I'm bringing him rapid restoration and increase.
Hallelujah.
Can you come down, please? When the worship was on, I was sitting there and the Holy Spirit began to speak to me about what is going to be doing to the church in the area of finance. I saw the Lord open my eyes and I saw angels in charge of finance, in charge of wealth and prosperity being released in the church like never before. And I saw something like a shape of a stone, like a diamond, being discerned to the house. There's a black lady sitting, the black lady by the camera there, you there, yeah. I saw something like a diamond being given to you during worship, and I know it has to do with prosperity to your family. I hear that. The Lord said it's going to be releasing a prosperity anointing upon the church like never before. And the Lord told me that one of the things it's going to require from each and every one of us is obedience. So when you're talking about obedience, it confirmed what God told me. And I was asking the Lord, what about, what role does faith, does the fear of the Lord, does holiness and everything does? And the Lord told me that if we just obey Him, by obeying Him we will live in holiness, by obeying Him we will walk in faith, and by obeying Him we will fear Him. So the Lord said it's going to be releasing wealth to the church like never before. And also, Reverend Emma, can you come to the front? When Apostle asked the usher to take you to the stage, the Lord opened my eyes and I saw the Lord opening a door for you to travel out. And the Lord said He has seen your faithfulness. Even You and your wife have seen how you have managed a lot of little resources. The Lord said He has tested you. He has seen your integrity. He has seen your faithfulness. He will reward you. And also, my brother, during the worship, when the choir was worshiping, I saw an angel of the Lord change your clothes. I saw an angel of the Lord change your garment. Change your garment. I don't know what that means. But I know the Lord is doing something in your family. And also there's a lady in the house that is selling to the chest, a problem with the chest. It's a periodic problem that normally comes to the chest. I see the Lord is sending healing power upon you.
Okay, it's bronchitis.
Okay. I see the Lord doing a healing upon you. And also there was a guy who prayed for about the last time, a guy that was involved in this chest politics. I don't know whether you're here. Well, a guy that was involved in student politics, that the present president of our station school, come out here, come on, I'll tell you what about them. Come. In a vision, I saw, when I was still there, I saw in a vision, I saw three men with white, I believe they are Muslim people, outside guys. Open your eyes and look at me. I saw three men with mustache setting a conspiracy against you in place of this vision. And the decision that is going to come to you to take this very semester, the first semester of next session, are we in the session already? I think that the decision that will involve the student relationship with the school, I mean with the school authority. I saw three men with mustaches trying to set a conspiracy against you, and the Lord said he's going to give you mouth and wisdom, he's going to give you grace and keep you in integrity. Please, can you set all your hands and pray for him? Father, we pray you keep him, Lord. Father, I pray you keep him, Lord. I say you keep him, Lord. We pray you keep him in integrity. Keep him in integrity. In Jesus' name. Now, seeing on Reverend Emma, I see a recommendation. Somebody is going to be recommending you somewhere. Somebody is going to be recommending you somewhere, and the Lord says he's going to grant you favor. In Jesus' name. Can you come? You, the lady there, I saw something like a diamond being given to you. A dark lady there behind Jordan. God is going to be releasing unusual prosperity and anointing upon the church. I even saw little children at the age of 9, 10 playing with diamonds. And the Lord referred me to the book of Psalms, chapter 24. Verse 1, the Bible says that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And the Lord said, if only we'll walk in obedience to him, if only we'll walk in obedience with him, if only we'll walk in obedience, if only we'll walk in obedience, we shall eat the good of the land. Father Lord, even concerning the family, even the crisis that is happening in the family that was as a direct result of financial challenges, Lord, is answered in Jesus' name. We call forth wealth, unmeasurable wealth, to your family in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Sorry, who is Janet? Who is Janet? Do we have any Janet in this place? Come. Look at me. Where's your father? What does he do? He works with ABU.
Yes, sir.
For how long has he been due for promotion?
He's retiring next year.
He's retiring next year. Do you know that the position he's in now, he's supposed to have been promoted long to another. What do I call it now? Another step, another promotion. But people have been conspiring against him, and I've been seeing. I'm seeing right now that something good was supposed to come to him last year, and then there were people that stepped in. The Lord is saying, I should tell you, that he will use you to bring a miracle to your family. Now, don't doubt how it's going to happen. Just believe what I'm telling you. All right, the Lord is going to use you to bring a miracle to your family. I'm hearing Godia. Anybody with the name Godia, whether you or your loved one, I'm hearing Godia. Do we have anyone inside, outside Godia? God has a word for that lady. Who is the person? Run, come. That's your name. That's your name, Godia. Is your name Godia? Well, I know it is Sarah.
An attack of. Hallelujah. Godia. I saw like an attack upon you, and I praise the Lord upon my, I believe they called Goody. I saw you in particular walking in cycle, and the Lord said he's going to bring deliverance to you, and the deliverance is going to be permanent. That's what the Lord said.
Look at me, let me surprise you. Look up. He's a tall young man. He will meet you in white. He will be wearing a blue tie. That's your husband.
Yes, it's true. It's true, sir. It's true. The Lord. That's true.
I pray for him in the name of the Lord Jesus. That the Lord will bring a great restoration to your family in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. The Lord told me about some conditions, people with blood challenges, okay? You have blood challenges, different kinds of challenges in your blood, whether it's a sickle cell or something, your blood system, different terminal diseases in your blood. If people come, the Lord began to tell me that change the seed, okay? Change the seed and change the tree. Hallelujah. So it's from the seed, from their blood system. We'll be trusting the Lord to do a thorough job in you to change it. Do you understand me? Hallelujah. And now the Lord began to show me a particular case. Especially a young man. You gave yourself, you like watching horror films, especially vampire films. It's beginning to affect you terribly. I see it drawing you close to coffins. Okay, quickly come out. Then I see words of knowledge for 50 people with pains on their joints, just their ankles, specifically ankles. Ankles, you have pains on your ankles, quickly come out. Then I see the word for, there's somebody here who's like a block on your neck and your head just here. You feel such pain, strong pains, like a block. Quickly come out. The Lord began to tell me it's going to be releasing fire into our hearts, to the hearts of so many people. Most of specifically, the Lord says he's going to be imparting fire into your heart, to your heart in this meeting. Hallelujah.
They'll be praying for you. Please, let's just lay hands on them.
You, madam, you come. I see the Lord giving you a job.
As they lay hands on you, the power of God will come upon you.
Stay there. Don't come close. Stay far. I see the Lord giving you a walk, a very good walk. You've been asking him. You've been praying and asking him to do something. And he said that he has answered your cry. And he just gave a walk before the year runs out. A good walk.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, when Zanfa stood here and was giving a prophetic word for the nation, I didn't want to say it, but God asked me to say it. Last year, I had a vision, a real vision. I was there, and I saw the coffin of a prominent presidential figure. I saw that he died and they were taking him, and the Lord said, it's happening soon. This country is going to lose a prominent presidential figure. On account of their wickedness and things against God, God will bring judgment. Right? It will happen. Hallelujah. God will bring judgment. God will bring great judgment. Great judgment. Great judgment. Hallelujah. I want to pray. I'm really trying to ensure that this big time we can flow. Let me invite the wife. God showing you anything here. Let me just invite my wife. God showing you anything.
Hallelujah. I was led to do this, and thank God he called me up. The Bible says when the judgments are upon the earth, the inhabitants of the land, they learn righteousness. Now I want us to do this. It's very prophetic. It's very, very prophetic. Some of you have been passing through so much in your family, so much pain and so much affliction by the enemy. We're going to do this very prophetic. All the ministers are going to join our hands, and we're going to rain judgment upon all the things that have limited you for so long. For so long. It's enough. Enough is enough. When the judgments of the Lord are upon the earth, the inhabitants of the land, they learn righteousness. Wherever that affliction is coming from. Listen to me. Some of you, you will hear the news. You will hear the news from your villages and from wherever the affliction is coming from. You are going to hear the news. We are going to rain judgment upon all the afflictions of the enemy. Praise God. That's just what I was led to do. And I heard that very clearly in my spirit. Please, let's join our hands together and do this.
Okay, go ahead and let's pray. Let's do that quickly. Lord, let the affliction end over the lives of your people. We forbid the scourging tongues of men in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God. As I was standing there, the Lord began to tell me something about heart condition. And as he was listening to me, I suddenly saw an angel. Listen, whether you are standing for someone or you are here with a heart condition, as the Lord was listening to me, I didn't just see healing. I see an angel with a heart. All right, new heart. And as I was still pondering over it, suddenly I discovered the angels were three of them. Three angels with a heart in their hands. I don't know who you are, outside and inside. Just receive it right now. Receive it right now. Receive it right now. Supernatural heart transplant now. 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 In the name of Jesus. That's one. Number two, I asked this our sister that will have a baby to stay behind. I don't know. There's a woman I see that is. It's like you are desperately in need of a child. Please, wherever you are, please, the Lord said you should just come and carry this baby. Just say, come and carry this baby, wherever you are, I don't know. Just come. Maybe if you're standing for someone, please just come, carry this baby. I say, a miracle. It's a miracle. Yes, it's a woman, it's a woman. A woman.
Also, how many of you want to hold the baby? For yourself or for your loved one?
In the name of
Jesus. No, listen, stop laughing. This is a prophetic instruction. We are going to pray for all those who are trusting God for children, but this is specifically, okay, now that you've seen the baby, you can.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay, we have to do this very fast. Okay. Okay. I'm being told that there's someone being delivered right now from the spirit of suicide. Suicide, you've been thinking about death again and again. Always thinking about death. I declare that you're free right now. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to pray for everybody right now. Hallelujah. We cannot go on and on because of time. I'm going to pray for you right now. Now is the time for you to lift up whatever request you came with, whatever picture. I don't care what it is.
those who are streaming online, hallelujah. Now is the time, hallelujah. I hear the cry of children, children in my ears. I hear the cry of children. Every barrenness right now in this place, I take authority over it in the name of Jesus. We release miracle children in the name of Jesus. Receive for yourself and for your loved ones in the name of the Lord Jesus. Even if they don't have wombs, we give them brand new wombs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Death cancellation. God is canceling death supernaturally. There are many of our parents, there are some of us who the debt that we owe and that our parents owe will only take a miracle. I know one of you, your mom was owing people and she's late right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command supernatural debt cancellation. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Inside and outside, receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those of you seeking admission into ABU, promotion comes neither from the east nor the west nor the south. It comes from God. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Your chance come, Posiemi, I mean notwithstanding. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Right here we release supernatural marriages. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Receive for yourself and for your loved ones. There are a number of you who have suffered casualties in your family. In the name of Jesus, we break that bond of delay. In the name of Jesus. Fibroids, growths, cancers, tumors, die and go out of their bodies. In the name of Jesus. Every growth, disappear right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those of you trusting God for a financial miracle, Manasseh spoke about it. In the name of Jesus, please see, take what we are saying serious. We are not just speaking to do a miracle. You will record testimonies that will shock you from this prophetic declaration. Let the Holy Ghost begin to move across families, across bank accounts, supernatural increase in the area of your finances. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Oh, but there is something called the anointing to prosper. It's not by mathematics. There is an anointing that makes it happen. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Terminal disease. Terminal disease. Every kind of terminal disease. HIV. Be gone now. In the name of Jesus. Whether in this place or by prophetic connection, I come against that spirit. Be healed in the name of Jesus. SS, your phenotype, SS, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we send it now. We send it to AA in the name of Jesus. Biology notwithstanding, we send it right away. Hallelujah. Every plague of death. Every plague of death upon the life and the family of everyone. In the name of Jesus, you are free from it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. Every plague of death, you are free from it. In the name of Jesus. I see someone with a prayer request. For a hole in the heart, Let that hole close now. Let that hole close now, right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, let that hole close right now. Hallelujah. Migraine headache. Every kind of migraine be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Many of you are trusting God for your school fees for the next session. For those of you who are students, you shall not see wind, you shall not see rain, yet you will not beg anybody for your school fees. The hand of the Lord will bring it. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Many of you are trusting God to begin to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit with clarity and precision. In the name that is above all names, let your spiritual ears be open right now. Be open right now. Every spiritual ear, be open to hear the voice of the Spirit. And let your eyes be open. Let your eyes be open. Let your eyes be open. Distance in the name of Jesus. Dreams in the name of Jesus. Prophetic encounters in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of the Lord Jesus. A supernatural anointing to heal the sick. The Lord says to heal the sick. If you believe it, lift your hand. Lord, right now, it's September Miracle Service. A rain of the healing anointing, receive it right now, inside and outside. The healing anointing, receive it. It's coming upon you like fire in your hand. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. God is going to launch entrepreneurs right now. I'm just flowing as the Holy Spirit is giving us one. We'll soon be rounding up. Many of you will feel fire, literal fire, upon your head. Ideas that will shock you. Hallelujah. At the count of three, that's what God tells me, that it will come creativity that will shock you. One, two, three, receive it. Receive it! Receive it! Inside and outside! Receive it! Takapa Roko Sobaya! Supernatural ability for entrepreneurship! Receive it! In the name of Jesus! Supernatural entrepreneurship ability! It's yours! It's yours! Now! Many of you will see pictures. Many of you will see things. Business is in your dream. Jordan is stepping into a new level. A brand new level of creativity. Hallelujah. Hear me. The Lord says he's releasing an anointing. That whoever you shake, you will impart the favor of God. Now, please believe it. Impart the favor of God. I release that anointing. Now, receive it. At the back, receive it. Outside, receive it. The favor of God. The favor of God. The the favor of God. The favor of God. Habits. I see all kinds of habits. Masturbation, drunkenness, lust, all kinds of demonic influences. Be free from them right now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Many of you hear voices in your room. You hear voices. That's what the Lord is telling me. Voices. And many of you see people. They talk to you and they mislead you. In the name of Jesus Christ, right now, I cause an eternal separation between you and these voices. In the name of Jesus. Every mental challenge that is impeding your progress in terms of your education or assimilation. There are many people who are not taught. You don't know what the problem is right now. In this miracle service, I release the super intelligence of the Spirit of God. Receive it! Receive it! It's yours! Receive it! Hallelujah. In 1 minute, I'd like you to express whatever you came here with that has not been mentioned, that you told God to meet that in, whether financial, whether whatever it is. Lift up your voice in 1 minute and say, Lord, I receive now. Mention it. Mention it by faith. Mention it. Say, Lord, I receive. I receive for my family. I came with an expectation. Make sure you don't waste your stay here. Come on, pray. Kaparika Tobiah. Lord, release it upon your people. All their requests. All their requests. All their requests. There are many supernatural things happening. There's no time for us to bring them, but you will go back saying, knowing that in September miracle service you encountered something. Hallelujah. The last set of people are praying for right now. Hallelujah. Manasseh said it, Joshua said it some 1 or 2 months ago, and the Lord has been showing me there is coming a supernatural outbreak of wealth and prosperity, hear me, upon the body of Christ in Zaria. I don't know, hear me please, I will not tell you what God has not said. Are you listening to me? We have been announcing it, but you see, from this 1st October we are entering. There is going to be a supernatural release of fearful finances. God will give people instructions that don't make sense, and those instructions will open fearful empty doors. And that's what I want to release right now. I want to release it. Let me tell you something, brothers. Until that anointing is upon you, you will struggle for nothing. Just believe me. Until that anointing is upon you. This is one of the major impartations all of you will live with. If at all you forget anything you receive today, a major financial impartation is going to come upon you. For as many of you who have faith to believe, this supernatural impartation will come upon you. And this will be the major thing, the landmark experience that will lead September miracle services. Father, you gave me this instruction, and under the unction of the Spirit of God, the one who confirms the word of his servant, I stand as your servant, and that everyone under the sound of my voice, young or old, male or female, in the name of Jesus, receive the power to prosper. Many of you don't have an idea of what that power is and what it does. Receive it right now. Oh, brothers, receive it. Don't reject it. Receive it. It's called the power to prosper. I release it from my heart. I release it from my spirit. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Function in it. The fullness of it. It will speak for you. Because of what God is doing in this season, you will step into a fearful, undeniable dimension of wealth and prosperity that even you cannot explain. If you believe it, shout amen. If you believe it, shout amen. If you believe it, shout amen. If you're here and you're not born again, Jesus is not Lord of your life, inside and outside, very quickly. I'd like to invite you. These signs and wonders are a mighty act of God. Right now, as we put our hands together, I'd like you to come out. You've not been born again, or you were once born again, but have derailed from the path of God. Inside and outside, leave your seat and run here. Very quickly. You're welcome. Inside and outside. As the Lord is speaking to you, please, I'd like you to leave your seat and come. They are coming. Appreciate them. Appreciate them. Hallelujah. Don't sit back, y'all. Not born again.